Hello everyone and welcome to the Forensic Diaries featured by the Forensic Times. I'm your host Ritik, back again with a new and interesting case that will surely blow your mind. By the way, if you haven't checked my podcast on Arush's murder case, do check it out. So today we're gonna dig into a case that recent and got a lot of media coverage in this lockdown. You all might have heard about this in some other way, the Antila bomb scare case. Know that Mumbai city located in the state of Maharashtra, which was known as the Bombay in the 90s, is a crime capital. Also used to known as a hometown of underworld, many incidents like killing, bombing, kidnapping, extortion and illegal trafficking is common here and happening from a long way back. But this time it was not about a criminal but about a cop who framed the whole incidents and set a plot which put the whole Mumbai police under suspicion. The whole incident started when a Scorpio with explosive loaded was found at the residence of none other than the billionaire Mukesh Ambani at about 300 meter distance with a note inside stating that it was just a trailer. But before, let me take you to the history of this cop that created the whole mess. So the 17 years back, Assistant Inspector Sachin Indra Waze was suspended from the Mumbai police force. After being into this long mess, finally Officer Waze was back into the force and was made the head of Crime Intelligence Unit with 20 officers and 70 constables under him. He was also offered with all the high profile cases like arrest of Dilip Chhabria, Arnav Goswami and the case of suicide of Sushant Singh Rajput. But this was another high-profile case that took whole suspicion to the reality. Mansukh Hiren, an automobile parts dealer who has his office across the police commissioner, it's obvious that Waze and Hiren shared some kind of bond, might be personal or professional, that Waze used to borrow cars from the Hiren and also used to take them on duty. The encounter specialist Vinayak Shinde, who was under prison for his extrajudicial killing of Lakhan Bhaiya in the business rivalry. So Shinde used to frequently visit Waze as they were old friend out on parole. It is most likely of those meetings where the whole incident was planned. On the morning of 17th Feb 2021, Hiren left his Thane based home heading towards his office. By some means, his car's engine broke down on the highway. So he takes a taxi from there to meet a hidden person from a crime branch and handed the car keys to him and smartly registered a fake complaint at a Varoli police station about a stolen car. Actually, the car was picked by the hidden officer and parked near Waze Thane residence where it remained from February 17 to 24. In the midnight of 25th Feb around 2 AM, a personal driver of Waze took the Scorpio followed by Innova car which Waze was driving himself, taking the Scorpio 42 kilometers away near residence of a richest man of India, Mukesh Ambani's Antilia. A man with a PPE kit came out of the Scorpio and sat into an Innova. They drove away. At nearby 3 AM, same Innova was found crossing Mulund Toll Naka in CCTV, but the number plate was different. Waze got back into the spot and again with a kurta pajama and a handkerchief on mouth and left a note inside the Scorpio as we discussed earlier. Discovering the explosive, the case was given to none other than the officer himself, Sachin Waze, who did all this. It was a clear threat of happening something in future. The car was traced and found to be of Mansukh Hiren's. Waze himself took the Hiren into the custody and interrogated him and told him to surrender himself to the police, also promising him to get him out soon. Then Hiren wrote a letter to the Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Uddhav Thackeray, that he has been threatened by Mumbai police. After discovering this and some terrorist connections in the case was transferred from Mumbai police to the NIA, which is a National Investigative Agency, as the agency is known for handling the terrorist threats. Opposition Minister and ex-Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis told when he was in the power in 2016 has received a call from his alliance partner Uddhav Thackeray to initiate Sachin Waze into the force. But he didn't do it as because it was suggested that it would be the violation of High Court directives. After all this happened, there was again a secret meeting held between Waze, PI Sunil Mane and an encounter specialist Vinayak Shinde about Hiren spoiling their plans and must get rid of him. Later on, Mane called Hiren from a SIM card of Gujarat and anonymously told him that if he wants to get out of this mess, then meet him at a good Bandar Road. It was one of those areas that officers were used to use mostly for encounter purposes. Devendra Fadnavis understood the importance of Mansukh Hiren as he was a key witness of a case and must be given a protection. But it was too late. Hiren left to the spot after receiving that call where a car was waiting for him. As soon as he went into the car, a handkerchief loaded with a chloroform came onto his mouth and he was made unconscious. Also, cloths were stuffed into his mouth, his hands were tied and thrown into a creek nearby. Wazir was also present in the car while the incident took place. In order to produce an alibi, he left his phone in his office to avoid a location away from the crime scene. But even then, he was caught on the CCTV near VT station from where he bought those handkerchiefs. At 10:30, the body was discovered, the case was under investigation, and also Hiren wife alleged Wazir of killing his husband. His all back cases were open, also the one for which he got suspended, and known that he has some of the political connections. After investigation of all these cases, Wazir was found guilty of Mansukh Hiren's murder, and also some illegal cash was obtained from his Scorpio. How can a cop who rejoined a force not even a year ago became so powerful? He used to directly report to the police commissioner by passing 4 senior officers in the crime branch just because of his political connections. When Wazir and Nitin Alak Nure, assistant commissioner of police, were taken to 12 hours of interrogation, Wazir didn't confess that it was him initially. But when it was known that he used to use his officer for getting explosive gelatin sticks and destroying CCTV footage from the office. These were all known when the number plate and the footages were found in the Thane Creek. Wazir's motives were hazy, but it seems that it created a whole conspiracy to prove his worth as an officer and to get reinstated at a high post. This is what happens when our savior becomes preparator. If you talk about the forensic aspect of this case, we can say that many of these cases are framed to mislead the investigator. But one should firmly believe on the evidences found and the events occurred accordingly. So that's it for today, guys. Hope you all enjoyed this one. This is your host Ritik signing off. Stay home, stay safe, and peace out. Thank you.